All right. This is a little song that when we started this tour back in January, this medley did not exist, or the events that happened that these two songs kind of came together. They were like protons and neutrons, or maybe neutrinos out in the outer dark energy area of the universe. I know about that stuff. Shit happens. Anyway, when you get to the end of this, you're going to think that when we put these two songs together, there's only one place on one stage on the entire planet Earth that this could possibly ever happen. So I just got to recount the story. The best way to do it is to tell it to you in a song. That would be called honky tonk piano, right? Well, once upon a time, there was this little troubadour singing boy down on the Gulf Coast, just trying to make a living. And in those days, one of the big places you could go and get a job was playing in colleges and coffee houses. But you'd have to go out to these booking conferences where all the schools would get together and you'd play a little bit of music, and then they'd decide who they wanted to have at their coffee houses. Again, this precedes Starbucks by about 30 years. So I was on this trail and I was doing pretty good. I had a one-man band at that time. He was a little neurotic. He was from Austin, Texas, and had a drinking problem. But he played good guitar. No, it wasn't Pete, no. So anyway, we went to the booking conference thinking we were gonna do real good, but the thing about it is, you had to go with a lot of other bands who were really good, and what you didn't ever want to do was when you drew straws to see when you were going to play, you did not want to be behind the hot bands who were there. And then I got to Commerce, Texas one night for one of these shows, and lo and behold, this is pre-internet, the jungle drums were beating, and we went, oh my God, did you hear who's coming to this conference? The Commodores. Now, the Commodores were hot. And I knew them because they were from Tuskegee, Alabama, and being from Mobile, we had played together, and I went, oh God, I do not want to follow these guys. So sure enough, we go out, draw straws, and you guessed it. Jimmy and his neurotic guitar player had to follow the Commodores. Now, the Commodores at that time were moving in style. They had a bus that looked like the Starship Enterprise. They had outfits that would put Parliament Funkadelic to shame. And they could play. They rolled in and just went from the bus to the stage, and in their 15 minutes on stage, they blew that crowd away, and my neurotic guitar player said, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? I said, I think we're going to start drinking heavily and I'll figure this out. I'll figure it out. So before I knew it, the Commodores were done. The crowd was going nuts and we had the stage. So here's what it did. For 12 minutes, I got on that stage, took a big swig of tequila, and I expounded upon all the amazing qualities of the show that I just witnessed performed by the Commodore. And for the last 3 minutes, I did this next song and got just as many goddamn bookings as they did. Cut to 30 years later, I get a telephone call from Lionel Richie. He's doing a country album and says, Jimmy, you know, it's been a long time. I'd love for you to come play on it. So tonight, as I said, only one stage in the world where if you put these two song titles together, it sounds like this. This would be a good time to cover your little children's ears. Thank you for bringing them to the show. But like I said, it's nothing they hadn't already read on the internet. So here we go. Why don't we get drunk and screw? comma all night long. I really do appreciate the fact you're sitting here. Your voice sounds so wonderful, but your face don't look too clear. I see it. Excuse notes will be-